You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. The Chico City Council meetings have been a little more exciting than usual recently. The last meeting on February 4th went late into the evening, and just putting a certain item on the agenda caused protests from many in the downtown business community. They protested by slowing down traffic downtown because the city council had put on the agenda for discussion the possibility of repealing the sit-lie ordinance, which makes it illegal to sit or lie down in commercial zones in Chico. Also on the city council agenda was a possible needle exchange program to keep dirty needles from spreading diseases among users. Hey, I understand there's opposition to these measures, but why oppose discussing them and getting community input into them? I think making decisions with all the community input is better than those just made in fear and reaction, and I think the downtown owners are fearful of the effects of homelessness on their businesses. But making rush hour worse on purpose is not a great way to get people on your side of an issue. That being said, the group was organized by Jody Galloway, owner of Galloway Enterprises in Chico. Here are the requests of her group, as quoted in the Chico Enterprise record. First, to ban the North Valley Harm Reduction Coalition from operating a syringe access program that recently began with state approval. Second, that the city maintain its sit-lie ordinance, which bans sitting or lying on sidewalks in commercial areas. And third, that the city does not amend the Offenses Against Public Property Ordinance, which Mayor Randall Stone and Vice Mayor Alex Brown have suggested, and will discuss Tuesday of this week at the City Council meeting at 6 p.m. at 421 Main Street, downtown. So if you have opinions on these issues or just want to learn more about them, show up and show up with your opinions ready. But please, be respectful and really listen and hear out those views that may differ from your own. We will never get along as a community and make the right decisions for it if we refuse to listen to each other. We all have valid opinions that deserve to be listened to, even if we strongly disagree what maybe other people are saying. Reporting for KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, I'm Matt Fidler.